Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You're listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. John, fresh from Havant and Waterlooville last night, John, where you saw a terrible, terrible second half of football for Torquay United, who are in the National League, John, and just one of the many teams in the National League.
Yeah, could have gone to, I could have picked any game.
Exactly.
But there was only one game on Wednesday night, and it happened to be Torquay.
Were available and working Wednesday night, and it was for Torquay United, John, which we'll talk about later on.
Yeah, we must.
Do you not want
to? Not really.
Oh, it's a shame. You wore your coat though, John.
I did wear my coat.
Your Vanarama coat.
Vanarama bench. So it was very... I walked into the ground and I saw Gary Johnson quite early. And considering we'd seen him a couple of weeks before, I met him a few times. He sort of knows me. I don't think he didn't recognise me.
Oh.
Because I was in the bench jacket. Yes. I think he thought I may be a loanee that he'd forgotten he'd
signed.
Did he
think you were Romani Medford Smith?
Oh, no, Rob Street's back again, isn't he?
I don't know. We signed someone, have we?
Is that Sinclair Armstrong?
I don't think so, John. I don't think you'd be confused with Sinclair Armstrong. No offence.
Just saying. We've had that many loanees.
You never know, John.
You just never know.
You never know.
But then, on the way out, at the end, obviously, we'd lost the game.
Yes,
at the end of the game, Gary went straight down the tunnel. Yeah. Fans weren't happy. Oof. He didn't clap.
Yeah.
It was a bit of an odd thing to get worked up about, if you ask me, but there you go.
We cross.
But I think Ben Winter went over and a couple of others, Shorey Johnson, and the fans were sort of saying, you know, what's going on, all this. And there was a whole thing. And anyway, I followed Ben Winter and Shorey Johnson out of the ground, out of the players' exit, heading towards the team bus. I wasn't getting on the team bus, I was getting in my car, but I followed them there. And a load of fans waiting outside the gate. So, come on, Ben, it's all right. Patting him on the back. Come on, it's all right. We'll go again. Don't worry about
go
the fans.
Again.
Come
on, we'll go again. We go again.
And then they patted me on the back as well.
Saying, lovely.
Look, it's all right. Come
good
on.
Good luck with the National Obsession
come
tomorrow.
On, we're going to do it. It's okay.
good luck reading those letters out, John.
Well, they've heard some of my
hope there's some good jokes in the news roundup. Charlie doesn't just meet you with silence.
Hope you've done some research this week. Come on. I think they thought I was like one of the backroom. I have jeans on. So
one of those modern managers
here.
Just one of those modern managers in jeans, a polo neck, and your Vanarama bench warmer.
Bench jacket. Very warm.
How is the coat, John?
Because really warm.
Haven't had a proper chance to wear it, have you, really?
Do you want me to put it on for the podcast?
If you want to, John. I don't know if it'll... Go and get it.
Bring
why not,
a little bit
John?
Of luck.
And I'll tell people how they can get hold of a Vanarama. So if you go to the New Balance website and put in New Balance... This is not an ad, by the way. If the New Balance people would like to send us some Vanarama gear, we'd be very happy to. But if you do go to New Balance, I'm saying I don't know if you can still do this. Go to New Balance and you go to /Vanarama. And last season, you could buy all the bench wear. I wonder if you still can. Let's find out. New Balance Vanarama National League football you can get on eBay. The footballs are lush, actually. Oh, John's zipped it up. It's going to be boiling hot.
It's quite cool in here.
Yeah, absolutely. It is cool in here, yeah. Absolutely boiling hot. Let's have a look. Just Vanarama, go. New Balance. There we go. Oh, yes, the big cat. We are. We're in. Benchwear, John. Rain jacket.
Yep.
The men's jacket, stadium jacket, which is what you've got.
Is that
got.
What I've got?
Yeah. Training jacket. Mid-layer. Some of those slim fit pants. I think maybe this Christmas, John.
Oh, what, like tracksuit?
Training slim fit pants.
I've got something to. I might put those
some
on.
Some shorts.
Next time.
Training sweater. This must be you. The teams must go on there and buy all this.
Yeah.
Must or a polo shirt. Isn't that lovely? Turning up smart. With Vanarama emblazoned across the
Vanarama polo shirt on, have you? I'll be honest, I feel absolutely ridiculous at this precise
John,
moment in time.
This is a good way for you to do. I'm going to take a photo for the Twitter feed.
Yep.
And we'll put that on there as well.
Maybe this is my thing now.
I think this could be your
I'll
look,
be that
John.
Guy who wears
you're very normally very smart, you know, very smart looking. And there it is, lovely. Yeah. It's lovely. We'll put that on later on. No National League, though, at the weekend, was there, John?
No National League.
Few
no.
National League teams have gone through. Few have gone out of the FA Cup, of course. Woking. Just picking one at random, John.
Aldershot.
Just picking them at random.
A few teams. Some teams went out.
They did. What's coming up in the podcast?
Come on, let's work it out. Some FA Cup news.
Yes.
I'll be honest, I haven't had a lot of time to write some of the carefully crafted little jokes.
John, you're very busy.
It's gonna.
You're a very busy man.
It's going to have to riff it.
Lovely.
But that'll be all right.
Good stuff. We'll have a go with it. See if we can work some jokes
There is
out.
A little bit of National League news managerial-wise.
There
Southend.
Is.
Got a new manager, so we'll touch upon that as well.
You could have just said it then, but we'll do it later on.
We'll move on. I think we might be speaking to Ivor Dewdney. Is
yeah,
that right?
I think he might be.
I think he might.
There's a big anniversary coming up, John.
I'll be honest, this anniversary passed me by until I was working on BBC Devon last night.
Oh, right.
When we finished for half-time, thought, there we go, hand back to the studio.
And
the first thing,
wonder what's coming up in the later
thing
in the week.
Came on was a Radio Devon Trail for Gordon Sparks' programme on Friday.
Lovely.
Celebrating 60 years of the Tamar Bridge.
Ah, oh, lovely stuff.
And Gordon's going to be live at the bridge.
Live from the bridge.
Yeah.
Wonder if Ivor will be there.
And doing a simulcast with our friends from Radio Cornwall.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm going to
so
tune
just thought,
in.
How's that passed us by?
We've missed that.
I know.
And the, sure, the bridge is older than that. It is in Bar Kingdom Brunel, that bridge. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm on the wrong bridge.
Maybe.
Anyway, okay, so we'll speak to Ivor.
We'll
see what Ivor thinks about that later on.
Because he's has a view I want to hear on 60 years. We've got all sorts. We've got some letters.
Oh.
It might be a bit of fun. We might have possibly found a solution to the Squid Game scenario.
And then someone else has got
someone's
there.
Done it, but maybe we'll just outline sort of briefly what the thinking
say
was.
Say what we were thinking it was and then look ahead to the weekend's fixtures. Perhaps we could do that.
Maybe we could do that, maybe.
Maybe not.
See.
There we are.
Sounds like a podcast, doesn't it?
Sounds like a podcast, John. What news you got from the FA Cup, sire? What news, sire?
Well, look, getting back to Saturday, I'm not going to do every single one.
Oh, why would you? I mean, it's not like you've got a podcast about it or anything.
But a few choice results. Grimsby won 5-0 at Bromsgrove Sports.
They are flying, aren't they, John?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to win the league, John, Grimsby?
They could do. But look, nobody's ever won the league in October.
That's true.
That
is 100% true. But they are really good. They are seem to be solid, scoring goals, not letting many in, have players that are experienced at this level and got a bit of quality about them.
AFC Sudbury beat Dartford. I only mentioned that because I saw that AFC Sudbury were going to be one of the TV games for
oh,
the next
right,
round,
okay.
I think.
Where is Sudbury, John?
I have absolutely no idea.
Let's find that out. You carry on with your
is
news.
It Suffolk? I want to say it could be Suffolk.
Sudbury. AFC Sudbury.
Aldershot, one of the National League scouts, lost to Bowers and Pitsy as Paul Hawksby is fast becoming the scriptwriter for the National Obsession Centre. It's like a detective duo.
Yes.
Bowers and Pitsy.
I'll tell you what, a year ago, John, we'd have done a whole
we'd have done that.
10 minutes on that.
Yeah.
Hello, Bowers.
Hello, Pitsy.
I don't know why he's a small mouse. It's telling that in Suffolk, John.
Did I just say Suffolk? I think I did.
You did indeed.
Yeah.
Sudbury.
Chesterfield won 4-0 at Curzon Ashton, so no upset there. Dover drew 1-1 against Yates.
And then they tried
Town.
To replay it. And
tried
what
to replay
went?
It and it got called off, didn't it?
The flipping lights went off or something, didn't they?
That sounds like classic bit of God. Classic Dover.
Just trying to get on the telly.
Probably had some players out or something. That's it. Floodlights don't work.
Why are they like that, work. John? Why are they so like that?
Have you tried pressing that button? No.
No.
Doesn't work.
Don't work.
Nah.
Sorry. It's gone.
And we've not got any spare bulbs. before you ask. No. Eastleigh drew 3-3 with Folkestone Invicta. What else from the National League we've got? Solihull Moors won 1-0 at Hereford. Woking, cue the laughing policeman, lost 1-0 at Horsham.
Yeah, which would be a lot funnier if we hadn't lost to Havant.
Laughing policeman feels a little hollow now, I'll be honest.
In many ways, the laughing policeman just looks very sad on our part. Desperate choice.
That was Andy Charles's request.
Okay.
And again, that was before the Tuesday night debacle. I'm blaming Andy.
Okay.
Bromley won 2-1 at Hungerford. King's Lynn, Saturday's opponents, beat Peterborough Sports 2-1. Maidenhead beat Hastings United 3-1. Marine drew 1-1 with Wrexham on Saturday. It was a last-minute equaliser for Wrexham as well. Yes. Otherwise, Marine were... Look as though they were going to sneak
through. And
then
Wrexham won 2-0, wasn't it, John?
Yeah.
Tuesday night, Paul Mullin with both goals. 10 grand a week striker.
Halifax drew 0-0 at Pontefract. Southend beat Chertsey Town 4-1. Southend have got a new manager, Kevin Maha.
It's a management team,
Maha.
John. It's a management team. Kevin Maha.
Maha.
Maha. he is a club legend. Over 500 appearances for Southend. Also in his backroom staff, Darren Curry.
Assistant manager, formerly of Barnet, also a former Southend player.
And the Canvey Island manager has left Canvey Island
to be
an assistant of some sort. I don't know what sort
another
of assistant.
Another former Southend player.
Assuming he's not doing the kit or something.
Very much gone down the Torquay route. Did he used to play for us? Are you local?
Yeah, but I think that'll work for Southend. That's a good group of guys who know what they're doing. Darren Curry knows what he's doing. They all know the level.
You see, that they did go after, they approached and were rejected by Chesterfield for James Rowe. They went after James Rowe to ask him. And
after they just played them and lost like 2-0.
Yeah, like him.
Like
fancy it.
James Rowe, obviously quite happy at Chesterfield.
And doing
very well.
Pretty well.
Annoyingly well.
As his basket case. Southend, but the Chesterfield... CEO John Crute had to come out and say he's not going anywhere.
Just Salmon
say,
on Crute.
Can we get John Crute on? Anybody? Can we? Guys?
Can we get Crute on? Guys?
Can we get John Crute on, please?
Lovely. Lovely, John. Just floats around on the top of some soup. Lovely.
Altrincham won 3-2 at Southport. Stockport beat Stamford 3-0. All these National League teams just easily beating lower league officers.
Very
boring, isn't it?
Really very boring. Annoying. Why would you want to do that? Keep
Tamworth,
it interesting.
Tamworth 0, Notts County 0.
Free up your weekends for the trophies, what I say.
Exactly. We get a week off in November now.
Lovely. Do we?
Why wouldn't you do that?
It's annoying, isn't it?
Wealdstone 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 2, Yeovil 1, Weymouth 1 as well. Those are the National League teams' results in the FA Cup on Saturday. And yes, that does mean...
Even like King's Lynn are through, John.
I know. That does mean there are a few replays. What are you doing?
I dropped something and I've picked it up. And there's no need to be said. No more needs to be said.
There's just a lot of business going on over there.
Concentrate on the National League.
Tuesday night, yeah. Didn't mean
you put the coat on, John. I'm feeling like... A bit like being stared down. It was like a power move.
It does mean there are a lot of replays on Tuesday night. Halifax beat Pontefract 1-0. Eastleigh managed to squeeze through 3-2 at Folkestone.
Great, yeah. Brilliant.
It's not making me feel any better. Notts County 4, Tamworth.
Yeah, good,
0.
Yeah, well done.
Weymouth won the Yeovil 1 again.
Oh, that went to penalties, didn't it?
That went to penalties.
And Yeovil had a penalty in the last minute and missed it.
And Wrexham 2, Marine 0, as you said. Yeah.
Yeah. All really annoying, John. Because the FA Cup's great fun, isn't it? It's great. It's great. It's like have a little holiday, isn't it? It's a little holiday from the stresses of the league. And like, you just want to be in that sort of cup competition. But and now, for us, it's just all stress now at the moment.
As part of my research for last night's commentary, I did look at the last decade of
you
Torquay
did.
United in the FA Cup.
The list of death, as I called it. I showed it to my wife. And I looked at what John's found out here. She went, oh, you've got no chance. I was like, oh, great. Thanks
basically,
a lot.
Going back to 2011, we've never been past the first round. And most of those times we got to the first round were because we were there in League Two and we got there automatically.
I wonder why that is, John.
A lot of fourth qualifying round exits. And there's another one for the list. Haven't.
Oh, it's just disappointing. Let's just talk about... is that all the news?
Yeah, John? Let's just...
Let's just talk about Torquay United for a bit.
Come on, about time.
No, it's only... finally.
Come on.
Finally. It's difficult, isn't it, John? Because it's obviously a transition all season. Some of the players obviously aren't quite up to it. And we can't get them going. We can't get playing. We've only lost a couple of games in a row. But I think because of the last minute equaliser in the cup and then losing away in horrible weather and that sort of stuff. It just makes it, the drama builds, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And losing those two games 2-0 in boring circumstances, you know, boring.
I can't work out some chats we've had with Gary after Bromley.
Yeah.
Chatting to him last night. He knows what the problems are.
Yeah.
He sees what we see. You know, don't be under any illusion. Like, he knows.
Yeah.
But he seems powerless to change it. So then you've got to ask why that is. And if they're not giving him the money, it's tricky, isn't it? Because he signed these players, but then...
But the players we've got...
What was the budget he was given? Was it a fair budget? I don't know.
Yeah.
And but then...
If you're giving the money to
make these changes, why not do that? As opposed to, if you're then going to sack him, spending all that money sacking him, but that money you could have used to actually make the squad better. I don't know.
I don't think there's talk of sacking. I don't think there's any talk of the sack. I mean, there shouldn't be. Absolutely shouldn't be, I, in my opinion. I don't think... If anyone's going to be able to get us out of this position, it's Gary Johnson and his team. Actually, what I would blame, possibly for the end of last season as well, is we are overly reliant on players in their mid to late 30s.
Yes.
Overly reliant
on... Or players at the other end
who are just coming through.
The ones in between that aren't performing.
And none of them in the middle are horrible, ugly, 6'2" defenders or 5'8" hard as nails midfielders. We haven't got anyone. We've got either very, very good technical footballers, and we've got Asa Hall and Tom Lapsley as our... And if they're both out, yeah, which they are, injured, we have a very lightweight midfield. Very, very lightweight midfield. And so it can get... And when you come up against in a game like Havant at Waterlooville, which is full of big, ugly, horrible buggers, they're going to beat you up. If you're missing Tom Lapsley, Asa Hall and Danny Wright in a team, then you're going to... It's a soft centre, you know.
The thing is, like, Gary knows all this, presumably. You know, he's been a manager long enough.
Yeah.
He knows you can't build a team around 37-year-olds. He knows you can't build a team around these young players he's signed. He's not stupid.
No.
So you have to say, well, if those are the only players he could sign, then there was obviously no money.
John, we just left the studio, and who was coming in? Jack Wilshere was coming into the studio, wasn't he? And I said to him, Jack, come and play for Torquay United. We'll give you at least 45 minutes, didn't I? I said that. That's a little joke with Jack Wilshere, yeah, trying to break the ice. He went, oh, it's too far.
It's exactly right.
And now,
that.
Yeah. But he said it's too far. And actually, even Sam Besant, who I spoke to last year, the keeper for Chesham, who was at Concord Rangers, he was great. I think he's really brilliant. And I've said to him, oh, it'd be great to have you at Torquay. I think you're a really great goalkeeper. He went, oh, it's too far.
Yeah.
And I think because we know where Devon is, we know what it's like to live there. I don't think in a footballer's psyche, being that far away from what, I've no idea, but that far away from obviously their families and friends, they don't want to, and it's been always the problem, always been the problem, getting players down to, and actually a lot of them would rather sit on the bench in League 2 or rather sit on the bench in League 1 than come and play 90 minutes week in, week out,
yeah,
because financial reasons and obviously geography reasons as well, you know.
I think that's very true.
It's really hard.
I think if you offer enough money, players will come. And I think that's what it all comes back to. I don't think he's had any money to work with. I don't know that, but that's what I think.
And we lost the spine. We lost, no matter what you think of him, we lost Kyle Cameron, we lost Nemain.
And they had less time than everybody else to recruit, but not that much less. I think if he'd had the money, he could have recruited again. I'm not sure he necessarily did.
Anyway, the season doesn't start till this week anyway. So,
when does the clocks go back?
Clocks go back this week, John, this Sunday.
Is it?
This Sunday the clocks go back, I think, or the week after.
I think it's the week after.
All right, so we're still pre-season anyway.
Plenty of time.
Still pre-season. It's very difficult. Very difficult where we are. We need players who can stay fit.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we seem to be signing players who don't. Even Ali Omar, who seemed, you were on the radio saying, was showing some form.
I just thought he did okay last night. And the whole game basically fell apart when he went off.
Yeah, went down injured. So we've either got inexperience or too much experience and their legs don't work anymore. And it must be a happy medium. It must be. Please, Plymouth Argyle, can we have Randall back? It's difficult, but it's never always easy. We have to. That's why I'm so pleased. We absolutely went for it and really enjoyed the National League South season and really enjoyed...
It also goes to show that when your team is doing well, you have to just enjoy it.
Both boots.
Especially at lower leagues, because it never lasts.
It doesn't last, exactly. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Tamar Bridge, what's on?
Oh, Ivor, it's John from the National Obsession here.
Who?
It's John from the National Obsession.
Nope.
We have spoken.
Nope.
Many times.
What is it?
What is
the National Obsession?
It's a podcast.
I've got a podcast, John.
Have you?
Yeah, Bridge. It's Bridge based.
Oh.
The Bridge Obsession, it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you get that idea from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just cover all your bridge news. Mainly we talk about the Tamar Bridge because that's our home bridge. But yeah, we're talking all the bridges. The Clifton Suspension, them bastards up there. The lot. All the bridges.
Mainly just ones in the West Country thing. I mean, Bristol's a long way as well.
Did it? What do you want?
Ivor, I was listening... Well, I was working on BBC Devon last
night.
All
right. Who?
BBC Devon.
Not
and
heard of it.
There was an advert for a programme with Gordon Sparks.
Who?
On Friday. Gordon Sparks.
That bastard. If he sets one bloody foot in Cornwall, if he comes the wrong bloody side of the bridge, he's coming down Friday. I know what you're on about here, John.
It's 60 years at the Tamar Bridge.
It is 60 years. The best year's been the last 6 months when I've been in bloody charge of it.
But he's doing a special programme to celebrate.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
He's coming down to the bridge on Friday.
On the Devon side he is, yeah.
He's coming down on Friday and he's simulcasting with BBC Cornwall.
They are welcome.
Hands across the Tamar.
Yeah, my friend, my German friend. When he came down here, he crossed the bridge and that was hands across the Tamar.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, if that bloody bat Sparks steps one bloody foot to over half the bridge, I'm going to draw a chalk line, John.
Oh, really?
If he steps one foot over, he's going to get charged to get back out again.
Good thing about modern technology, presumably you've got a little card reader.
Yep, pound. He asked me one question. Pound. Speak to my media people. I've got PR people pound. For the Tamar Bridge here, John. Tamar Bridge, TBPR.
It was formerly opened by the Queen Mother.
Yeah, the Queen Mother, God rest her soul, the old pit head.
Well, I imagine
you like to drink, John?
You shared a lot of the similar views,
yes,
politically.
No, me and the Queen Mother, never met her, John.
Oh, no, we not there?
Not a thing.
Oh, okay.
I was at Truro City, I don't know if you remember them.
Oh, yeah.
I was there for 40 years of my life.
The other thing is that Gordon Sparks said said that they'll also be reflecting on memories of the ferry. That went before it.
Don't mention the ferry, John.
No?
Don't mention the ferry. They cut every day. Can we have to get the ferry back? No! Old technology.
The Saltash Ferry.
We've got a road now.
Yeah.
You tell Sparks from me, step one foot over, pound!
So you won't be going down there with a cake, I'm
guessing.
Nope. No.
Doing my job, John.
Yeah.
Running the Tamar Bridge.
Yeah. Business as usual.
As always. Business as usual.
Keeping the bastards out.
Keep away. Pound.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. And John, it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Letters, John.
Oh, we have letters.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
That's nice.
We should mention as well that we sat at the beginning of last week's episode, we put a call out to the listeners on nationalobsession@gmail.com. Could you help us work out how to do something with Squid Game?
Yes, Squid Games.
Nobody answered.
Not one person. Not interested.
But we worked it out for ourselves.
We did. Sid
Actually,
James.
My
your brother. It was your brother, of course.
Mentioned it. How about Sid James?
Sid James, which was lovely, and we came up with a whole thing, John. Someone did it Monday on Twitter.
We were holding on to it. It was going to be beautiful.
It was very good, wasn't it? We were going and carry on shooting.
Carry
people
on
in the
shooting.
Head.
It was going to be Barbara Windsor sort of plummeting through a glass floor.
Red light, green light.
Charles Hawtrey sort of being dissected. A bullet in the back of
nothing.
Kenneth Williams'
head. We had
head.
It all ready to
it
go,
was all
John.
There. Sid
there we
James.
Are. Sid James
His
was
other
it.
Idea. And I don't know.
The fact that no one tried to help us, John, other than your brother, makes me think that people aren't as interested in Squid Games as we
are. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Also makes me think maybe the Foffs aren't as clever as we thought they were.
Oh, wow. John really going in on the Foffs. That's always nice, John, when we get to that time of year when John tries to lose all our listeners.
I just feel like we've got a few too many at the moment. Can't quite keep track.
You liked it when it was more niche, just 10 people.
I just like to, much like Squid Games,
a cull.
Just have a good cull.
This is what it is, John. It is. You're in charge. You're like...
Foff 34 eliminated. Yeah.
The Foffs, exactly. That's what it is, John. That's what we should have done. Nah, damn it.
We could still do that.
We're never going to come up with this.
Maybe we do that next week.
What are the letters, John?
Moira Kitson, eliminated.
You got rid of her a long time ago.
My brother Sam's other idea was he found a team called Lid Town.
Oh.
They play in the Step 6 of the National League. So he's getting Lid Game.
Yeah, why didn't your brother get his own podcast?
He should do. Sounds like he's got a lot of
ideas. A lot of ideas for one. Start your own. Thanks for your input, Sam. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Did better than the Foffs. Anyway, let's start with Daisy Seller.
Ultringham Jean, a very reliable Foff.
Thank you. She'd make it through to the final round of the Squid Game.
She's up there for Foff of the Year so far.
Maybe we should do that in December, like sports personality. Foff of the Year.
Yeah, everyone doesn't know they're in a secret competition for Foff of the Year, which will be drawn this year. In the Christmas episode this year.
That's a lovely idea, Foff of the Year.
Christmas episode this year.
What are we judging it on, though? Or is it just a lucky dip?
People don't know. Okay. We don't know. It's up to us. So far, she's in the running.
Okay, no, I like it. Daisy says, on the ice, guys.
On the ice, Daisy.
Email to express my disappointment that Alty's heroic effort at Yeovil last Tuesday night didn't get a mention. It's true.
Oh.
Because we recorded the podcast on Tuesday last week.
Yes.
And then it was an oversight.
Well, there we are.
There was one more game to go. She says, yes, I did make the 440-mile round trip. Amazing.
She's a proper fan.
After being berated for providing you with old news about the non-league paper using the wrong Phil Parkinson photo, I thought I could at least trust that you'd be on the ball with the only National League match on Tuesday. It's not like there were any other games that night. Perhaps it's my own failings as your Altrincham correspondent. So, just to fill you in, our goalie and centre-back were both taking off injured within the first 12 minutes. We played the rest of the game with our left-back, Connor Hampson in goal and managed to scrape a 1-1 draw, which we were delighted with. All the best against Havant and Waterlooville. Yeah,
thanks a lot. Really ruined it at the end.
That was pre, you know.
Are Altrincham through in the FA Cup, John?
Well, very good. Beat Southport.
And where have they got next? Where will Jean be?
Should we find out?
Yeah, have a look, John, where they're going in the draw.
Where are they going in the draw?
Because we can follow, perhaps we'll follow Altrincham in the Cup.
Maybe that can be our...
Altrincham will be our cup team until they go out. Maybe we'll do that, John. That's a good idea, isn't
it? Here we go. I've got the draw.
Come on, Jean. Where are you going?
Mask United or Gateshead? I think Gateshead won that replay, so they're off to Gateshead.
Easy peasy for Altrincham. Then they'll be in the second round proper. Proper.
Proper.
They are. Very good. Great letter, Altrincham Jean.
Thank you, Daisy.
Sometimes...
A little
just
oversight the way, there.
Just the way that our work schedules do work, we have to record sometimes before some matches have taken place. And there is also the fact we never massively give a shit about the rest of the National League.
That's not true. Very keen on
we love
the
National League. I like Altrincham. You've got a jacket.
I have got a jacket. David Gladys Gladman gets in touch.
Maybe Foff of the Year wins... whatever they like from the New Balance Manorama
New Balance. Item of choice. We can't have too many people wearing a bench jacket. I'm just going to say that.
That one's gone. You've chosen that.
Yeah.
Item of choice, except the bench jacket.
Yeah. Can't have too many people walking around in this. This is basically a free ticket to any match you want.
Your free ticket will be out the window.
Yeah.
Who's this from, John?
David Gladys Gladman.
Ah.
Says, hello, John and Charlie from
Gladys
North
Knight.
Of the Wall. Foff 39, Gladys.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, we're currently in the process of getting a new kitchen.
Oh, lovely.
All right. For some, to my amazement, in the Howdens brochure, I don't know Howdens.
Howdens, yeah.
We found the following. I don't know how much it's going to cost yet. However, if I have any say in the matter, it will be a contender. Kind regards, Gladys. And look at this choice of doors. Hockley Super Mats.
Oh, my goodness me. I mean, it's the most niche thing.
He's
found the only platform
that would accept this.
Hockley Super Mat.
For those that don't know, Matt Hockley was
a midfielder in the
late 90s, early 2000s.
Promotion winning, exactly what we could do with now.
Matt Hockley. He was like Tom Lapsley 15, 20 years ago. Hockley Super Mat, though. How about that? David Gladys.
That is amazing. Gladys, that
what
is fantastic.
Spot.
That is in the Howdens catalogue, is it?
Yeah.
I wonder if someone at the Howdens.
Secret talk
even. We should give them a ring. and find out. Well, maybe next week, we'll give them the ring. Find out, because we wonder if they'll be like a Jason Fowler
Did you
yellow.
Say, yeah, I'm actually, yeah. I'm just after Buster Phillips green. I'm going to write down before I forget. Put that on the list.
Put that on your list.
Not heard that in a while.
Lovely. Thank you, Gladys. On the ice, you. That's a lovely letter.
Gladys,
thank you.
Foff of the year?
John, you can't just say everyone's foff of the year now.
I didn't even know this competition existed 5 minutes ago.
Nor did I. Until about 5 minutes
it's
ago.
It's a nice idea, though.
Established a competition and a prize. It's very exciting.
A new contributor gets in touch, Jamie Holmes.
If you'd like to nominate yourself for Foff of the Year, we don't accept you nominating other people, only yourself.
Oh, okay. It's a nice reversal of the Foff rules.
Yeah. Tell us why you should be Foff of the Year.
Okay. Interesting. For me, that would rule a lot of people out, depending on what you write. You could easily rule yourself out.
Maybe you could rule yourself in, John, with a particularly good letter.
Could do. I'd say it's easier to rule yourself out with that. Jamie Holmes says, Dear John and
Holmes
Charlie.
Under the hammer.
Long-time listener, often-time tweeter, first-time letter writer.
On the ice to you.
Jamie, lovely.
Well done, Jamie. Thank you.
I'm writing to complain about your...
a great start.
Foff of the year looking a little less likely. I'm writing to complain about your part in my developing a little-known disorder, which I will hereby refer to as National Obsession Compulsive Disorder, hereafter known as NOCD.
Okay.
The symptoms are hopelessly debilitating and have completely taken over mine and my poor family's lives.
Good news.
Put simply, it started during the lockdown season when you both started using the Ray phrase. My old stomping ground.
The old stomping ground, of course.
Finding this hilarious, myself and my 12-year-old stepson now find ourselves using this phrase over and over again, often completely out of context and at the annoyance of everyone else in the house. I do find I do it to people who
It's a lovely,
it's a very
fun
easy...
way to get through the day, John.
It is. Just start, you know, doing a bit of ball goes out of play.
Babbicombe End, of course.
And the Babbicombe End and the mist rolling in there from Babbicombe.
A distant dog.
Sounds of a distant dog.
coming up to that November the 11th. very soon. John, aren't
the
we?
Bells of St. Mary Church.
And the sound of a distant dog. I wonder if I've got that on my...
You try and find that. I'll finish off the email. Jamie says, following a combination of mutual aid meetings, psychotherapy, and let's be honest, Ray not being on the telly anymore, we have now both cured ourselves...
We all miss Ray.
I do miss Ray. We've cured ourselves of this affliction. However, National Obsession Compulsive Disorder is clearly a stronger compulsion than even we realised. And now we've moved on to consistently using the phrase, lovely John. That is something you can say.
Oh, is that
say.
Me? I say a lot, do I? Oh, that's nice.
So now they're
saying at least
that
it's positive,
well.
John. Hold on. These are just notes.
I'm not sure it was November. I think it was... Hold on.
Get Britain on.
Here we go. A distant
dog.
6th of
October, 2020.
Louis Britton. Remember him?
Yeah.
God.
2020, would that have been?
The weather coming in off
Babbicombe
Bay.
Oh, no, that was you. Here we go.
There's a St. Mary Church, a seagull and a distant dog.
It was the 22nd of May. That's when it was.
22nd of May? Wonder why that was.
I think so. I think a club legend had died or something.
Oh,
I'm
right.
not sure.
No, maybe we should look. What a lot.
Distant dog. Anyway,
we all
Jamie.
Miss it. We all miss it.
Jamie,
we all
thank
miss,
you very much.
I miss the streaming. I think they should still be able to do the streaming.
Yeah, it's not their fault. It's the National League being.
I know that.
Dragging their heels.
I wasn't blaming anybody at the club, John. I was just saying, I think they should let people have as many income streams as they possibly can.
Let them stream.
Let them stream.
Open the door.
To stream the impossible
stream. Let
them
stream. To stream.
Stream Weaver,
the impossible stream.
To stream,
can Ray Duffy sing that, please? The impossible
stream, of course, making streams come true.
And now, when the pre-match build-up, Ray Duffy will sing the impossible stream. To stream.
I'm very aware of saying "lovely John." Now, I'm not going to say
no,
anymore,
lovely
John. I'm going to say anymore. That's it.
Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jamie. Lovely. On the ice to you. Very good. One letter towards a Foff number. How about it?
His journey begins. Still time for you to win Foff of the Year, Jamie.
John's Possible. Only just found out about the competition.
Really
already
excited
set.
About it. I like it. Pitting the Foffs against one another. It's my sort of thing.
Foff games.
Yeah. This is definitely the way we're going to do it. Andy Charles running. The dolls turn round. Oh, Andy.
Oh, Andy. Holds on to... Foff number 18, whoever that is.
Harry Salvage.
Harry Salvage. Just Altrincham Jean there, just cutting someone with a knife. Funnier for only me and you, John, yeah. I think this bit. There we are. Any other letters, John?
Yeah, one more letter.
Okay, on the ice to you.
French. Bonjour. Nick French.
Bonjour, Nick French. Nicolas Francaise.
He says, good day, gents. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
I've been wondering recently about the decision by the goals to play goal music.
Yes.
I started thinking about
Stop
how
that.
Much I dislike
Stop
it.
Stop that. Stop that instantly, please.
As you said on Saturday, I think Sweet Caroline, please, all over it.
Please, please, if there is anybody from the club who listens to this podcast, please stop the goal music. Thank you.
Or to anything but Sweet Caroline, if you have to.
No.
If you must.
Or
if there's an edict.
Don't play that.
Anything.
Or, no, but don't play anything.
Don't play anything, but if you have to, just not that.
Oh, I hate it, John.
Anyway, Nick says, playing Sweet Caroline isn't to my liking, and I'd rather hear nothing but the delighted cheering of our dwindling crowds.
Exactly.
But could you imagine having played the music if we'd scored a consolation goal in the 4-0 drubbing at home to Woking earlier in the season? This has led me to a compromise, and that would be situational goal music. If we go one up, why not play the "We're Going to Score One More Than You" bit from Vindaloo?
Yeah.
Or a bit of "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life" for the consolation goal.
Yeah.
What do you think? Can you think of any other situational goal music?
No goal music required. I hate goal music.
It's terrible.
It isn't required. It's absolutely plastic atmosphere stuff. Just let us have our fun.
Thank you for all your letters.
Thank you for all your letters.
I have just thought...
On the ice to all of you.
...of a brilliant prize for Foff of the Year.
Oh, what is it, John?
A week's stay at the Ashbury Sports Hotel.
We love the adverts for the Ash... 5-star sports in a 3-star hotel.
You must have seen this advert on TV. It's a really naff John, hotel.
It's set in Devon. It's in Devon. People will have been there.
Set in 75 million acres in Devon.
It's 99 holes of golf. 100 full-size snooker tables. Like 20 bowling rings, shooting, all bed and board, John. Full bed and board.
Yeah, we've never noticed
that.
That
can't
it's
be
like
the
half
price.
The size
if,
of Devon.
I tell you what, if we ever have a Foff's meetup, it could be at the
it's
Ashbury.
It's got to be at the Ashbury Sports.
It could be at the Ashbury. That won't be the prize. The prize for Foff of the Year will be something from the New Balance Vanarama mashup or something from the Talk United Club Shop.
Set in an area the size of Mongolia. The Ashbury
really
Sports
is.
Hotel.
It's like...
Javelin.
86 acres of fun.
Rollerblading.
It is. Activity. Craft.
Long jumps.
They do crafting as well, John.
Really?
Yeah. So you can do like decoupage, is it called? Papier-mâché. You know, all those things.
Discus.
Discus. Discus with all your friends. The Ashbury Sports Hotel. If you've been to the Ashbury Sports Hotel, actually, send us a letter about it. Let us know. What's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or find us on Twitter. Thank you so much for all your letters. Thanks so much for all your tweets. Up the girls. Enjoy your National League this weekend. On the ice.
Kabaddi.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.